This is the feast of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The epistle for this Mass is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Colossians. Brethren, if you have risen with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Mind the things that are above, not the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ your life shall appear, then you too will appear with him in glory. Please stand for the Gospel. The Holy Gospel for this feast is taken from the account according to St. Matthew, chapter 28, verses 1 to 7. Now late in the night of the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the sepulchre, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and drawing near, rolled back the stone and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment like snow. And for fear of him, the guards were terrified and became like dead men. But the angel spoke and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen even as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord was laid. And go quickly, tell his disciples that he has risen. And behold, he goes before you into Galilee. There you shall see him. Behold, I have foretold it to you." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. We wish all of you, of course, as you know from all the other years, on behalf of course, myself and the fathers, brothers, the sisters, a happy Easter, the joy of the resurrection. And with that, let us give you a little, just a tiny meditation. Here we are. According to the Gospel, our Lord, apart from the way art sometimes depicts the resurrection, our Lord, you see, already had risen from the dead the stroke of midnight, before the rock was removed from the entrance to the tomb. He had already risen. He was not there. What was frightening to the soldiers, you see, in their slumber, was the appearance of the angel. In fact, later on, there were more than one. The angel rolled back the stone and revealed the entrance to the tomb, which shows, first of all, that the shroud was carefully placed, that the napkin that was around our Lord's head, you see, was carefully folded. There was no sign of any violence to the body, you see, that he had risen and that he went through the rock. In the same way, that's why I've told you, you see, that the nativity of our Savior is already a prophecy of his resurrection. The way the Savior was born of the Virgin Mary, in the normal way children are born, but passing through her womb without violating it, so that her physical virginity was intact. So similarly did our Lord rise from the dead, glorious and immortal, to the life, the new life that he has showed forth in his body, passing through the rock. And so it was that the earthquake that announced the coming of the angel showed this, that this was a holy place, the holy sepulcher, the place where the Lord's body was present. And the way the angels showed him himself in his posture, he sat upon the rock, as it were, defying anyone to come to violate it who was not welcomed. as if he would strike them dead. But the women he welcomed. You see, what does this tell you? It tells you this, that the benefits of the resurrection, the gifts that are offered of eternal life, of the promise of a future resurrection from the dead, you see, in glorious and immortal state like our Lord's, is for you. It's for you, not for the enemies. Not for those who hate our divine Savior. Not for those who conspire against him, who demean him, defile him, ridicule him, ignore him. Not for them. It's for you. And I assure you, as has always been believed by all Christians, that the resurrection of the Savior is not merely an emotional, mental state. It is a true, physical, material rising from the dead. Our Lord's resurrection is real. And he has shown in the Gospels numerous signs proving that he was truly alive. Our Savior was alive. That's why he is hated. That's why our faith is hated. That's why our Mass is hated. That brings Christ's presence, his risen presence in his state of death on the altar. Why do they hate it? Because he gives us a promise of freedom, freedom from tyranny, freedom from slavery, freedom from oppression. Because he gives us a hope of a future glory awaiting us. Apart from the tyranny of those who war against us by financial suppression, by cultural demands that are against your faith, against the truths of the Savior. No, our Lord is alive, glorious, immortal. And he comes in his resurrection, and that's why we say if he had not risen from the dead, where would we be? All the benefits that he won for us on Calvary, I told you in the past, would have been locked up in his dead body. Not only was it a sign that our Heavenly Father accepted the sacrifice of the blood of the human nature of his Son on earth, proclaimed him by his resurrection Lord over all nature, over all the cosmos. Not only was it all that, was that, but it was also for you. And that it was the means by which all the benefits, all the merits, all the divine assistance, all the divine life that he won for us now passes through his immortal body, so that his wounds, he keeps his wounds. Even in heaven, his wounds are there. Why? So they are channels, vehicles of grace. The holes of the nails, the feet, feet's holes, the wound in the side are all channels by which divine life passes through to you from the Holy Mass, from the Holy Eucharist that are given to you, divine life without which there is no salvation. There is no resurrection unto glory. None of that. That's why this feast is so loved, so proclaimed, so joyful, because it celebrates not only our Lord's resurrection, but our promise, our hope, that despite the tyranny of the world that is becoming more and more clear, that Christ's resurrection stands, prevails, that the true Mass, the true faith is unbroken and will go on despite what people do against it. It will go on because our Lord's resurrection's benefits, his gifts, will not be stopped no matter what they do. Our divine Savior is alive. He's with us. Behold, he says in the next Mass of this feast, I am with you. Your knowledge is too great. I am always with you, says Christ to his Father, including us. That's what I wanted to mention to you this morning on this wonderful feast of the resurrection. Yes, there's a lot of reasons to be sad, to be afraid. Yes. But who can possibly find himself overcome, discouraged, in despair in the face of such a feast as this? Let the nations rage. Let the enemies of the cross do their best. But you are as invincible as the Savior. And the promise of a heaven that is waiting you because of this day, because of all the benefits that come to you from Christ's glorious risen body through this liturgy, through this faith, through the Eucharist. All those benefits are yours. You are truly safe. Someone is looking after you. Someone is watching over you. Someone is protecting you. And even though you may suffer, as they say, the slings and arrows of the enemies of Christ, they only go to make you stronger, braver, more courageous, more filled with life. To look for a wonderful and beautiful day that is coming, when the nations will be forced, the enemies of the cross will be compelled in terror, in frustration, in despair, that the person they sought to destroy is in the end the conqueror. And you are sharing in it. This Mass and this Holy Communion gives you a foretaste of it, of what is yet to occur for all of us. So happy Easter to you. Go home. Have a good night's sleep. Get up. Have a big feast. All right? Have a big feast, a big dinner. Relax. Have a good time. Your faith is expressed in all of the joy of this day and the way you celebrate it. Happy Easter to you. And you know, since we here consider ourselves members of all in each one of your families, have a piece of dessert for us too. Would you do that? I'll be enjoying your dinner vicariously through you. So will we all. Huh? You think of that, will you? And now let us resume our Holy Mass and enjoy the benefits of our divine Savior's resurrection from the dead and his glorious gift to each of you. May God bless you.